Hello and welcome to Healed and Restored. I'm your host, Elsa Spady. This show is dedicated to making a difference in people's lives by showing them how the healing of the body, mind, and spirit is possible and available to all God's broken children. In today's episode, my guest and I will discuss the problem with unresolved trauma. As adults, many of us are awakening to our traumas and to the need to find healing. Real change and healing happen not only internally, but in communal learning and sharing. That's one of the reasons why I was so excited to host a show like Healed and Restored. I want this show to be a place where the wounded can come and find community. There's no denying that this is a large territory to navigate. We can sometimes feel lost in the sea of self-help books and Instagram accounts that it starts to feel overwhelming in so many levels. In the past 12 to 14 months, our world has changed with unbelievable speed due to COVID-19. Our lives have never seen so much disruption. Families are in crisis, and many are struggling with anxiety and depression. I bring this up because I believe it is precisely in times of crisis that those who have gone through any type of trauma and haven't found the proper healing will suffer the most. That is precisely what happened to me years ago when my family and I moved from Florida to Bismarck, North Dakota, where my husband grew up. Because I hadn't dealt with my trauma from the abuse I suffered as a little girl, when I was faced with this huge life change, while also being a mother of three small children under 4 years old, my mind just couldn't handle it. I felt isolated and plunged into a very deep and dark depression. My guest today knows all about this topic. She is someone I deeply respect and admire. Christine Wisdom has been a blessing in my life and in the life of many other broken souls. Christine was also a collaborator in my Freedom Through Christ book. She wrote a very helpful and insightful epilogue titled Healing Trauma in the Body, Mind, and Spirit. Christine is a wife, mother of three, and a devout Catholic. She is a licensed pastoral counselor and psychotherapist, and the owner of Wisdom Integrative Counseling in Huntersville, North Carolina. Hello, Christine, and welcome to Healed and Restored. I am thrilled to have you join me today.
Thank you, Elsa. I'm thrilled to be here.
Thank you for coming. Christine, if you would, please tell our listeners a little bit about yourself.
Okay. I am currently a licensed clinical mental health counselor in North Carolina, in the Lake Norman area, and I own a practice called Wisdom Integrative Counseling. What really sets us apart is that we are focused on caring for the whole person, right? Really the care of souls. And I feel very privileged to be able to do this work that we're doing right now. I want to talk a little bit about my origin story. So when I was 15 years old, I was having a very difficult time in my life. And I had this profound experience of the Lord's love within the context of adoration. And it really changed me. So at the time, I was struggling with a lot of doubt, seeing a lot of suffering in the people's lives around me, and trying to make sense of it all, you know, as a teenage girl. And so in that experience at the time, I felt the Lord's overwhelming love for me. And it was at that time that I received my calling. So I came home from that retreat and I told my family, I want to be a pastoral counselor.
That's beautiful.
Yeah, and I think what I realized at that time was that the healing for me, had come through the Lord's love, mm-hmm. you know, that acknowledgement that I was seen, heard, known. And I knew that I wanted to help others. I was interested in psychology, but I couldn't imagine doing that. You know, there's no healing without Christ, right? And that
exactly.
that was how I experienced that healing. Mm-hmm. So that began my journey. It wasn't without challenge, but after that, I went to the University of Scranton and studied theology, philosophy, human services. I spent some time working in hospice and visiting the homebound. And then I made my way to Loyola University, Maryland in Columbia, so outside of Baltimore. And I got my Master's of Science in Pastoral Counseling. And that, at the time, I was the youngest in the program. It was a beautiful ecumenical program with people of all faiths and walks of life. And I had a lot of great experiences just learning from others during that time. Then I made my way to Southern Maryland to serve as the director of campus ministry at a Catholic high school down there. And I was able to counsel students and run retreats, which completely made me come alive.
Oh, wow.
And then I worked in Baltimore County at an outpatient substance abuse center.
Wow.
And that was also a really deeply moving experience.
I bet.
Transformative with these people, you know, many who were self-medicating trauma.
Mm.
And so then it was at that time, so while I was finishing up my graduate work and working in substance abuse, that I met my husband through Catholic Match.
Oh, wow.
Oh, yeah, so we're a success story. And
yes, you are.
That's he brought awesome. Me to North Carolina.
Okay.
And so when I moved, you know, I was pursuing licensure, and I started working in intensive in-home. So I was working in the homes where the families had a child that were at risk of being placed outside of the home.
Mm-hmm.
And I was helping work with them and teach the children skills and work for healing there. And then after that, I was finally able to begin that journey into private practice. Where the body, I began incorporating the body, it really started at that time, because prior to that, I was really focusing on the mind and the spirit.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, bringing the Lord into the transformation of the mind, and that's what I was working on with clients. But my own experience at that time, I had a just a really freak back injury, and also, my husband and I struggled to get pregnant for 3 years.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that.
And, you know, so that at that time, I really realized that I had to deal with, you know, what was happening inside my body, that I was internalizing all this.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's when I began to incorporate the body into treatment and eventually started my own private practice.
Wonderful.
Where we are today, and we focus on incorporating the body, the mind, and the spirit, and really the care of the soul.
Thank you. Thank you. When I was planning today's show, I knew I wanted to have you as my guest, you know. Thank you for taking the time from your busy schedule to be here with me today. I know you have a very compassionate heart. You also desire to assist in the healing of God's broken children. That's why you went into this profession. And that's why you're doing so well. Because I feel like you're really good at what you do. And God will always bless us when we're doing the right thing for Him, you know? I just feel like with this deep darkness and alienation that's going on right now in our times, I'm afraid we will continue to see a lot of our brothers and sisters traumatized by fear. This pandemic has stolen so many people. With the fear of dying also comes the fear of living. And this can cause devastating effects in our society. Being a counselor, I'm sure you're seeing this play out in some of your patients. Tell us a little bit about that, if you would, please, Christine.
Oh, absolutely. You know, this is a really unprecedented time. And like you said, also the people that are struggling are, you know, really struggling more because that isolation and mm-hmm. lack of community, people are really hurting.
Exactly.
And it's sometimes it's hard to remember that we're not alone in these struggles, and you know, everybody is suffering in their own way, in their mm-hmm. own circumstances right now. So that's really what I'm seeing. It's, you know, just how that isolation is really affecting people. That, you know, more than ever now, we know that we need community.
Mm-hmm. It's so true. We were built for community, right? And
absolutely.
God made us for that. He mm-hmm. didn't make us to suffer alone.
Yeah, and also, you know, we are learning to move through the fear. You know, we know that in order to heal, you know, we have to step into the fear. Mm-hmm. And that's really what courage is. You know, it's not an absence of fear, but it's moving through that fear to daring to live.
Yes, to get to the other side.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and it's not always easy. Okay, we need to take a quick break, and we'll be right back. Thank you, Christine.
Carolina Catholic Radio is your local EWTN parish and community connection, bringing you local news and information from over 100 parishes in the Charlotte Diocese and Rock Hill Oratory. Catch the spirit. Prayerfully consider a tax-deductible donation today at carolinacatholicradio.org.
Hello, this is Carolyn Klicka, relationship coach with Abounding Joy, a new feature on Carolina Catholic Radio. Our marriage and other relationships are so important to our peace and happiness. Are you struggling with conflicts that just continue to escalate? Are you dealing with anger, fear, or just feel like you need to find new solutions? I'll share some godly principles on how you can resolve relationship and inner conflicts, create agreements, and move into the peace and joy that God wants for you. Discover greater freedom and healing through insights about the truth of who we are and what God is asking of us. Join me daily for 2 minutes of insight and encouragement for your heart and your relationships. This is Carolyn Klicka with Abounding Joy. Visit me at AboundingJoyMinistry.com. Listen in and discover why today I choose joy.
We live with the illusion that we are in control.
1 Minute Monk, Abbot Placid Solari of Belmont Abbey.
Yet, how much of life actually is under our control? We need to develop our talents and make prudent preparations for the future, but how many times have our plans been sidetracked by forces outside our control? Sometimes, unexpected changes have even opened up new opportunities. In his rule, St. Benedict talks about the beauty and purpose of monastic life. The rule is very successful at separating the monks who live according to its teaching from the illusion of control, giving us a peaceful confidence in God's provident care.
For your free copy of The Rule of St. Benedict, visit oneminutemonk.com, oneminutemonk.com.
It's all preparation for our last act of letting go of control, when we will have to commend our life trustingly into the Father's hands and death.
The economic impact of the pandemic has had a devastating effect on Carolina Catholic's fundraising ability. We find ourselves in a severe cash crunch and need your immediate financial support, or Carolina Catholic will cease to exist. Please make your pledge today at CarolinaCatholicRadio.org and keep our Catholic voice alive across the Carolinas.
AM 1270 Catholic Radio Charlotte on the Carolina Catholic Radio Network. On air, online, and on the new Carolina Catholic Radio mobile app. Get involved and connect. Learn, love, and live your faith. CarolinaCatholicRadio.org.
Welcome back. When we left for break, I was talking to Christine about what's going on out there right now and the fear that this pandemic has really instilled in so many folks. You know, that can be paralyzing. Let's continue to talk about that, Christine, because
okay.
I think that's a major issue now, and we're seeing it all over the place. We're seeing it with the folks that are afraid to come back to Mass. Mm-hmm. That's the first big red flag, you know, mm-hmm. that you could be dealing with some deep fear. If you're not coming back to Mass, remember the evil one is at work.
Mm-hmm.
And everything that's not from the Lord is from the evil one. And fear is definitely not from the Lord. So let's try to go a little bit deeper into this fear and help out listeners who might be dealing with that, who might be still afraid to go to Mass. What are some of the things that you want to tell them, Christine, please?
So I think there's a couple things that are going on here. You know, like you mentioned also, we've got, you know, the fear of death. And that's, you know, the greatest thing that's really come up is, you know, why are we afraid? Well, we don't want to die. You know, could COVID potentially kill us? And, you know,
right.
I think we all know people who have died. You know, we have loved ones that have died and been deeply affected by this. And it's touched my own family as well. And, you know, in that, it is a lot to bear, you know, and at times we are afraid. So again, courage is not the absence of fear, but it's the ability to move through the fear. Mm-hmm. Healing comes through suffering. You know, there is no healing without suffering. And,
yes.
You know, for those of us that are afraid of death, which I'm sure we all are when it seems imminent, you know, we know when we're faithful and we have hope to be with the Lord, we know that we're going to be with him, that these desires, these struggles that we have on earth are meant to be fulfilled in heaven with our Lord. So, you know, really, there's nothing to fear in that sense if we're living a life devoted to the Lord. So perhaps, you know, this can be a wake-up call for some of us. Mm-hmm. You know, what is my life really about? You know, what is the meaning? Why do I do what I do? You know, is it really about bringing Christ on earth to people? You know, bringing Christ's healing, bringing the kingdom on earth. And so it's a good opportunity for us to really self-examine there. The other piece of this is an avoidance of suffering. You know, and I think as Catholics, we have a unique perspective on suffering, that, you know, we really understand that suffering leads to joy. Mm-hmm. You know, without the crucifixion, there would be no resurrection.
That's right.
You know, and the Lord wants to restore our experiences. Mm-hmm. I have beautiful experiences of that in my own life right now as I have my rainbow baby, you know, my beautiful Michael, who's almost 6 months old, you know, who came after a series of miscarriages. And, you know, and I've experienced how the Lord works through that suffering and really redeems it and makes it beautiful.
Thank you, Christine. That was beautifully said. Thank you. Well, for obvious reasons, my heart is closest to those who have been sexually abused. But you and I know there's so many other traumas found in this broken world of us, of ours. On this radio show and with Healed and Restored the Ministry, we want to acknowledge and help assist in the healing of all types of trauma. I can think of the trauma that children go through from watching their families being torn apart by divorce. Christine, tell us about that and about some of the other traumas your clients are coming to you for help these days, please.
Absolutely. You know, so the family being torn apart is definitely, undeniably, a very deep wound. So, you know, our mothers and fathers, our family, is the model for love. It's how we learn about the love of God and who we are. Mm-hmm. So those attachment wounds, you know, the deep wounds that come from our relationship with our parents, we all have them because, you know, we live in a fallen world and we're born with original sin. Mm-hmm. So none of us are perfect parents, but it's important to recognize that. You know, when we're talking about trauma, we have, you know, what we call in the field kind of the big T trauma. So that would be an experience like sexual abuse or witnessing our lives being threatened or witnessing someone else's life being threatened. So when we are exposed to that life or death kind of experience, there's a part of our brain that shuts down. Mm-hmm. You know, to preserve us, really, it's kind of amazing how God has put our bodies together.
Yes.
So those memories are unprocessed. They remain these raw sensory memories, and they get stored in another part of the brain that can later be revealed once we are ready to deal with that trauma. So those kind of life or death situations, you know, that's the big T trauma. Not all of us have experienced that kind of trauma that could potentially lead to PTSD. But all of us have what we call small T traumas. So the traumas in our life that are also very significant, you know, the ones, sometimes it could be a divorce of the family, or it could be abuse of parents, or just, you know, what it's like to live in a family in a fallen world, you know. So thinking about the other issues that I see, clients come to me for all sorts of things. Maybe children, family members of alcoholics, addicts, people who have been physically or emotionally abused by parents, people who have been betrayed by a spouse. Mm. You know, these are traumas as well.
Yes, they are. I think when I wrote my book, and even when I started feeling like the Lord was leading me to something deeper with the ministry, a healing ministry, because that's what this is. Healed and Restored is a healing ministry. I wanted to make sure that people understood that we're not just dealing with these big T's, right? Mm-hmm. Just like you just said. Yes, my trauma of being sexually abused when I was 8 years old was a big trauma, but I don't want to undermine anyone's trauma. Mm-hmm. This is going to be a place where all the wounded can come. You know, I've had many people ask, what is the house going to be for who are you striving? Who are you striving to reach? Everybody who's been wounded, every young girl, young women, because we're going to focus on women, mm-hmm. that has been through different trauma. And with everything that's going on in our world right now, we do know that there's so many different types of trauma. But what I've realized, my years of working through my own healing journey and looking to identify with other survivors, with other people that have gone through trauma, is that it really doesn't really matter what the trauma what it is that you went through. Mm-hmm. The way we feel and our brokenness looks very much identical. Mm-hmm. And the way we can go on and also hurt ourselves by different bad choices that we make, mm-hmm. it looks exactly the same. So it is, sometimes I feel like we just need to put them all in the same bucket so people understand that they are broken. Do you know what I'm trying to say?
Yes, I can understand that. You know, we all have brokenness in our lives. And, you know, we want to look at this from a standpoint of healing, not focusing on what divides us, but really that we all have that human experience of suffering, mm-hmm. you know, of feeling alone, of feeling abandoned.
Yes.
You know, and we all need to have a safe place to heal, you know, in a loving environment where we know we're not going to be judged.
Exactly.
You know, and I think that's beautiful to be able to, you know, aspire to provide that, especially for women, young women, you mm-hmm. know, as part of your mission.
Yeah. Please talk to us a little bit about when you began to realize that although modern psychology teaches us invaluable information about the brain and the body, it fails to address the most important part, and that is the care of the soul. Mm. Let's talk a little bit about that,
okay.
Christine.
Please. Absolutely. You know, I think that I learned that through experience, really. Even though I started this journey with the knowledge that healing came through the love of God, and that's that experience of love is where all healing comes from, I think that when I first started in the field, I began to get away from that a little bit. Just I was afraid. I think it was really fear that it kept me from allowing that to completely transform my practice.
Okay.
And keeping things separate. So when that began to really come up for me, I was seeking trainings, and you know, I can tell you a little more about that.
Yeah, we're going to take another break, and we'll be right back. Thanks, Christine.
As a public service due to the coronavirus pandemic, Carolina Catholic Radio is broadcasting daily Mass from St. Mark Catholic Church in Huntersville every day at 1 p.m. Please join us for the Holy Sacrifice of the Mass every day at 1 p.m. exclusively on Carolina Catholic Radio.
This is Tammy Harris. I am the founder and executive director of the Ursus Institute. We fight human trafficking both locally and abroad. I'm also a parishioner at St. Gabriel Catholic Church in Charlotte, as well as the Respect Life coordinator there. I urge you to check out my website, www.ursusinstitute.net, or to reach out to me personally at my email, tammy@ursusinstitute.net. Ursus is Latin for bear and is spelled U-R-S-U-S. And my first name, Tammy, is T-A-M-M-Y. We're involved in many operations right now, such as opening a transitional home for survivors in Western North Carolina. We're involved in a documentary about our work and about the realities of human trafficking, both locally and abroad. We're also giving input into anti-human trafficking legislation, involved in intel operations and rescue operations. There's many other things I'd like to share with you, and there's many ways that you can get involved. So I urge you, please text me at 704-519-7901, email me at tammy@ursusinstitute.net, or check out our website, www.ursusinstitute.net. And again, Ursus is spelled U-R-S-U-S. And please be assured that this human trafficking nonprofit works against trafficking in a way that is aligned with Catholic social teaching. Thanks for your time, and I look forward to hearing from you.
Hey guys, it's Jason Murphy again for the Catholic Men's Conference of the Carolinas. How are you holding up during these unprecedented times? First COVID-19, then quarantine, and now rising racial and political tensions that are dividing us. It would seem that all is falling and lost, but that is where our faith and trust in Christ kicks in. How are we nourishing our spiritual life during all of this? How will we handle this when things go back to normal? What will normal look like? What needs to get weeded out of our garden to ensure a healthy crop this summer? God knows, and we pray for the strength and wisdom to recognize these things when life begins again. How about you? We're looking for a few good men to step up and share how you're strengthening your faith in daily life, especially these days. Your responses will be used by Carolina Catholic Radio as part of a new weekly feature called the Carolina Catholic Men's Minute. Simply email your response to feedback@carolinacatholicradio.org and get on board. For the Catholic Men's Conference, this is Jason Murphy.
The economic impact of the pandemic has had a devastating effect on Carolina Catholic's fundraising ability. We find ourselves in a severe cash crunch and need your immediate financial support, or Carolina Catholic will cease to exist. Please make your pledge today at CarolinaCatholicRadio.org and keep our Catholic voice alive across the Carolinas.
Welcome back to Healed and Restored. I'm Elsa Spady, your host, and I'm here today with Christine Wisdom. Before we left for break, we were talking about how it's so important to understand that the soul also needs to be cared for when you're looking to heal. So I'm going to pass it over to Christine, and she's going to talk about that.
Okay, thank
Please,
you.
Christine.
Thank you, Elsa. Yes, you know, the soul is the core of who we are, right? And so when we have traumatic experiences, what modern psychology fails to identify is that, you know, there is damage that happens at the very core of us. There are lies that enter about who we are. You know, we call these identity lies. Mm. You know, and so whether it's a traumatic experience from childhood or maybe an abusive parent, or, you know, we start to believe that, you know, we're not good enough, you know, very common belief that we find. And then that might drive us into perfectionism. You know, it could keep us away from God because we think that we have to have everything together before we come to God.
Mm.
You know, that kind of belief might also keep a person away from counseling as well. Because,
that's so true.
You know, feeling like I have to have it all together, I need to suppress my feelings, I just need to deal with this, and I need to present only the acceptable parts of myself. Mm. Mm-hmm. Right. But if we're not dealing with those broken parts, if we're not dealing with the identity lies, then that's going to really be transferred into all other areas of our life.
And that's what I want you to talk about, because mm-hmm. I don't think a lot of people realize that.
Yes. You know, we say what has not been healed is passed down or transferred or projected, right? And so those broken parts of us, you know, oftentimes we pass on to our children. I work with many clients that, you know, some have had their own traumatic experiences, and a lot of their struggles are coming out of the lies and the woundedness from that. But some are struggling in a way they're not really sure why they're struggling and why they don't feel good enough or why they have this shame for their body, or and they recognize that the what they're struggling with probably came from a trauma that happened with their mother or father.
Mm.
You know, and so that the shame is passed on, you know, the need to be perfect on the outside. To hide any kind of imperfections, perceived imperfections, you know, that's passed on. And, you know, that woundedness just continues to be passed down, you know, until someone breaks the cycle.
Mm.
You know, that looks like letting the Lord into that.
So important to understand this part. Need to break the cycle. None of us are perfect. But we need to realize that we're broken and we need help. Because when that happens, we can reach out. I mean, we're all work in progress.
Absolutely.
Right? None of us are perfect. And I think that once we come to that realization, you open the door to healing.
Mm-hmm. And we don't have to be perfect, you know? St. Paul talks about that, you know, in Corinthians. He's saying he wants the thorn. He's asking the Lord to remove this thorn in his side. And the Lord says, my power is made perfect in weakness.
I love that.
Yeah, that's I try to remember that, you know, in those times of suffering, that's when the Lord is closest to us. You know, he's mm-hmm. with us in that suffering. He's with us in the brokenness. And, you know, he wants to come into that place and transform it and heal us.
Yes, thank you. Yeah, and you and I know that when people are hurting from any type of unresolved trauma, sometimes they go on to hurt other people, right? And I truly believe that most of the time they do this without even knowing it. Right? Because what parent wants to really hurt their children?
Of course.
Yeah. You know, we don't really. We just do it because we don't know what we're doing. You mm-hmm. can't give what you don't have, right?
Mm-hmm.
Fortunately, we also know that the opposite is true. That those who have found healing usually will go out of their way to help others who are hurting. You know, you mm-hmm. and I can see this with addicts. Who are able to break free from their addictions, they are the ones that go on and help other people,
mm-hmm.
you know, free themselves from addiction too. So I wanted to talk a little bit about that also. I'm really convinced by now, with everything that the Lord is doing in my life and wants to use me, I'm convinced that if we're really serious about evangelizing, we absolutely have to care more about assisting in the healing of all God's broken children. I think mm-hmm. you agree with me on this one. I mean, you're on the same page.
Absolutely.
Because there's no limit to what someone will do for the Lord and for his people, you know, mm-hmm. when a person experiences their own freedom through Christ,
mm-hmm.
right? So, Christine, what would you say to that man or that woman listening right now who knows they are broken from a certain trauma, and yet they find themselves paralyzed And instead of looking for help, they're holding tight to their wounds. What would you say to that person right now?
Your wounds do not define you. And remember that you are loved. You know, that I asked a client once, I said, if you truly knew that you were loved, believed that, what would change for you? And his response was, everything.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and that was really eye-opening for me at the time. And so first, we have to receive. We have to receive love. And we have to open ourselves to be able to receive that love. Mm-hmm. You know, I think about Mary and her yes.
Yes.
You know, and how, you know, us as Christians, men and women, we're called to be like Mary in emptying ourselves of all the things of the world and really consenting to be that pure vessel, that empty vessel, so that the Lord can come in,
mm-hmm.
right? And so once we receive, once we say yes, we open ourselves to receiving, then we are sent out, you know, just like Mary was then sent to Elizabeth, you know, and now she's going to share that love and share that message and that the Lord's given to her. And so it's similar, you know, for us, when we receive that healing, when we receive that love, you know, now everything pours forth from that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and that was my experience. You know, at 15, I had that experience of love, and, you know, I just had to follow that call.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's now it's what makes me come alive. And if I hadn't let the Lord come into all that struggle, I wouldn't experience the joy that I have now in being able to help others, you know, through the grace of God, because it's all His work.
Of course. You're just being used as an instrument.
Mm-hmm.
But again, what you said is so important. We need to open ourselves up to the healing that He wants to give us, to the love. The love is the healing. You know, if we feel loved, we begin to heal because we understand that we're going to be okay. That, yes, whatever happened to us does not define us.
Yes, and we can give others the benefit of the doubt, forgive.
Mm-hmm.
We can be present with our children, present to their needs, rather than worried about how their negative behavior reflects on us. you know, we can just be present. We can be, you know, knowing that we're loved.
Yes.
You know, we don't have to have all this anxiety and worry about trying to be good enough, trying to measure up to some invisible standard, because the Lord loves us just right where we are as we are.
Exactly. He does. He sent His only Son to die a terrible death to show us that love.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think it's good to, especially this Holy Week, to remember that. God the Father loves His children so much that He did the unthinkable. To us, it's hard to imagine sending our only child to die the way Jesus died for us, to show, okay, this is how much I love you.
Yeah, I think, you know, for many trauma survivors or, you know, any of us, right, that sometimes we struggle with, how could God allow that? You know, if He loves me, why would He allow that to happen to me?
True, very true.
And where is He in the midst of this? Because mm-hmm. We have that experience of abandonment. You know, Christ even felt abandoned. He knew He was not abandoned, but He felt it, you know, in a very real way, just as we feel abandoned sometimes in our struggles. You know, but it's suffering is the means through which healing is obtained, right? So healing comes through suffering. And, you know, if we think about in our Catholic faith and in the mysteries of the Rosary and the sorrowful mysteries, you know, we can really unite our suffering to how Jesus felt in all these different stages, you know, during the Passion you know, the humiliation that he suffered, the abandonment, the betrayal, you know, all yes. these things he has felt, and therefore he's with us mm-hmm. in our suffering.
You know, he's been there, done there for that reason.
Absolutely.
So we could relate
mm-hmm. yeah, and to so, him. So he could bring that, you know, all into God, you know, so now he's sanctified our suffering. If we give it to him, now this experience of suffering can be holy.
Amen. Thank you. We have to take another break, and we'll be right back. Thanks, Christine.
Parish Portal is now open. You'll find a section for your parish with contact info and easy access to your parish website, YouTube, and Facebook page. Check out your parish portal today at CarolinaCatholicRadio.org or the Carolina Catholic mobile app.
This is Frank Trotta with a Carolina Catholic News update. There's a lot happening at Belmont Abbey College. On the heels of announcing a free Jumpstart summer class program for incoming first-year students to give them a head start in their college studies, Belmont Abbey College announced that they are joining forces with Gaston College to help local students achieve their goal of a bachelor's degree. Gaston College is a community college granting associate's degrees to its graduates. The Catholic News Herald reports that the presidents of the two colleges executed a memorandum of understanding stating that any student who earns an associate's degree at Gaston College can have direct entry admission to Belmont Abbey College to pursue their bachelor's degree. The program is called Belmont Abbey College Connect. In addition to Belmont Abbey College Connect and the free Jumpstart summer class, Belmont Abbey College President Bill Therfelder gave an hour-long talk to the parishioners of St. Michael Parish and the students of St. Michael School on the history of the Catholic Church in Gaston County. The fascinating lecture, complete with archival photographs, told how in the 1800s, the monks of Belmont Abbey were responsible for the entire Catholic Church in North Carolina. He tells how the monks built the college by hand, including making the bricks themselves from local clay, and how in the early 1900s, the New York Yankees would stop at the college on the way to spring training in Florida to play a game against the Belmont Abbey College students. When showing the photo of Babe Ruth with one of the monks at the Abbey, Dr. Therfelder noted the irony, as his father was an executive with the Yankees in the 1960s. A link to the video of Dr. Therfelder's history of the Catholic Church in Gaston County can be found on the Carolina Catholic Radio website, www.carolinacatholicradio.org. That's www.carolinacatholicradio.org. For Carolina Catholic News, I'm Frank Trotta.
Experience the incredible story of the woman who Time magazine named the most influential Catholic woman in the United States. Born Rita Rizzo, the future mother Angelica grew up in a rough neighborhood in Canton, Ohio. Young Rita experienced abandonment, rejection, and heartache, but God touched her through a woman named Rhoda Wise. Encounter this amazing woman at the Mother Angelica Museum. Plan your visit today at MotherAngelicaMuseum.com.
Hello, Carolina Catholic family. As a result of this past year's extraordinary events, tithing, donations, and monthly pledges came to a complete halt. This put us in a severe cash crunch to pay our monthly bills. The reality is that without your immediate financial support, this apostolate will cease to exist. Over the past 2+ years, Carolina Catholic has expanded its local lineup with 7 new programs heard every day at 5 p.m. We also feature Carolina Catholic afternoons that start with 1 p.m. Mass from St. Mark and conclude at 4 p.m. with the Clergy Corner and Homily of the Day. All programs are available as podcasts on both our website and mobile app. When last September's Eucharistic Congress was canceled, it was Carolina Catholic who stepped up with a 12-hour, 6-platform virtual fall conference. Upon completion, we committed to continue operating across all 6 media platforms. As a 100% listener-supported 501c3 nonprofit, Carolina Catholic needs your financial support now to continue operations. Please make your pledge to donate today and pray for the success of this campaign. God bless you.
Welcome back to Healed and Restored. I'm your host, Elsa Spady, and today I have my friend, who's a counselor, Christine Wisdom, with me. Christine, let's get back to our talk. This is such an important show today. Thank you for coming to join me.
Yeah, it's been wonderful speaking with you.
Thank you. If you remember, you were one of the first people I want to talk to last summer, when I felt the Lord was calling me to establish Healed and Restored, the ministry. I remember how excited you were as we sat and talked at a bench in Birkdale. You remember that day? Mm-hmm. I remember it so clearly. We both dreamed of the possibilities and how a place like Healed and Restored could help so many of our broken sisters out there. With your professional background, please tell our listeners why you believe we need this special home now more than ever.
I think, you know, that last line, now more than ever, this has always been something that we've really needed. But I think in our current climate, you know, in the current culture, it's even more challenging for young men and women, you know, young mm-hmm. teens, than it's ever been. And so having a space where young girls can get out of the, you know, the busyness, the craziness of day-to-day lifestyle, and just have that safe place to heal in community, to slow down with nature.
Yes.
You know, to care for their bodies, their minds, and their spirit, right?
Yes.
I mean, this is not something that we're doing in day-to-day life. And often that's what's needed in order to heal. And if we, you know, if we think about this, I would challenge you, many of you survivors out there, you know, maybe adult survivors who are still struggling to deal with your trauma or trying to muster the courage to seek help, you know, what would it be like if you had that safe place, you know, when you were young? You know, how might your life be different now? You know, and that's not to go into regret or despair, but really supporting the healing of others, right? And so this is a mission of hope. We all deserve that. You know, we deserve a chance for hope to heal. So this is beautiful. And I think about, you know, if a place like this, what Elsa's trying to start, was around, you know, when I was dealing with, working with many of my clients, you know, I would have absolutely referred them to this process. So, yeah, it's invaluable.
Thank you. Yes, and when you said that, I think back when I was in my early 20s, mm-hmm. when I was dealing with the aftermath of realizing how broken I was from the trauma, and I didn't have a support system. You know, I moved to this country when I was barely 17 years old. My parents still live in Brazil, so I looked for help. I went to see someone, a counselor. I realized right away I couldn't afford to keep coming to see her. Mm-hmm. So my heart breaks for all those people that cannot afford to go to a regular therapist, to go to a regular every week session with someone. Mm-hmm. So what we plan for Healed and Restored, the ministry, is a place where these young women will come free of charge. You know, so we're looking for anyone and everyone that would like to come forward and help us to build this, help us to make this a reality, the sooner the better, you know, so we can give all these young women a place where they can come and find healing and restoration, and all under one roof. You know, I'm super excited about this. I think if God planted the seeds and the desire, and it's opening all these amazing doors, bringing a lot of extraordinary people to help me, I know this is going to happen. It's just a matter of time, you know, and my heart just, I really get giddy because I just, again, that young girl, I see myself there. You know, and I want to be able to help those that can't help themselves.
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah, and so your heart is just overflowing with that desire to, you know, help a woman like yourself. You know,
exactly.
A young woman like yourself, and you know, we talked about before, you know, when we're living out of the trauma, you know, it's hurt upon hurt. You know, a lot of times we put ourselves in circumstances that are going to lead us to be re-traumatized. And it's an unconscious thing, you know, but it's all in search of healing in the wrong places.
That's right.
Through relationships with men or, you know, out of a wounded sexuality and wounded bodies, you know. And so when we can have that opportunity to really embrace our identity as daughters of the King, you know, and that can be restored, you know, now we can go on to mother the world.
Amen. Christine, I'm also glad that you understand the need to bring God and your faith into the counseling session with your patient. And thankfully, there are many more faithful Catholics in this field now. That being said, we have to acknowledge that there's still a big number of counselors and therapists out there that are not doing that, and therefore could very well be impeding their patients' healing process. And since we who are believers understand we can't separate our bodies from our minds and our spirits, when looking for assistance in healing from all the different life's trauma, we have to remember that those three areas need attention. We can't separate them. So for those of you who are listening to us right now, who haven't yet found healing, it's worth asking a few questions. Question number one, have you brought your brokenness to the foot of the cross? Because that is the first thing we need to be doing, right? Bringing our hurts and our pain and everything to the foot of the cross. Question number two, have you approached your pastor or priest for help? We forget that they are there to help us. They want to help us. You know, they have resources available to us. And are you being assisted by counselors who are bringing Christ, who is the only true healer, into the counseling room with you? I think that we have to remember that if we're keeping Christ out, it's like keeping the surgeon out of the operating room. We don't expect to do that, right? I mean, if we're going in to have an operation done, we want the surgeon in that room. It's the same for this. If we truly want the type of healing that's going to last a lifetime, then we need to bring in Christ, correct?
Yes, and that is the key here, right? There is no healing without Christ. You know, our freedom, our healing comes through Christ. And I learned that when I was going to, you know, training upon training in psychology to help my trauma clients. And I was in search of how can I help them to heal. And what I learned is, you know, every training there was a lot of really good material I was learning, but it was really about symptom reduction, about managing, you know, the symptoms of the trauma. But none of these things were really addressing the core healing. And so I would leave all these trainings just feeling like, is that it? Like,
yeah.
You know, so I think that when we think about who is going to assist us, our care team is so important. We have to acknowledge that Christ is the healer.
Mm-hmm.
And when we bring the healer into the room, I mean, that could be praying together in session, you know, bringing that in session if that's what you desire. Having somebody that has that same worldview is so important. And I know, you know, we have so many people right now that are in need of this kind of healing that are coming and want a Catholic counselor. And we're looking to expand our practice. If any of you are Catholic counselors out there that are interested in helping us on our mission, you know, even if, you know, you're a counselor and you want to learn to incorporate your faith, you know, this might be something to reach out, because there are so many people that need you.
Yes.
That need that incorporation, the integration.
Thank you, Christine. Thank you for saying that. And I just want to bring something up. If this is your first time listening to Healed and Restore, I would like to invite you to go back and listen to my first episode where I talked to Father Putnam on the topic of healing from all types of abuse and other traumatic experiences. And to access that podcast, just go on www.carolinacatholicradio.org and click on the podcast to find my show. When you find my show, you will find all the past episodes there. Christine, sadly, our time together has come to an end. I just can't believe how fast time went by.
Quickly.
Yes, it went by super fast. Thank you for being on my show today. You are always so easy to be around, and I could spend hours talking with you. Thank you to everyone who is faithfully listening to Healed and Restored each week. Please know that I appreciate you. I hope my show is able to inspire you, even if in a small way. This is your show. I can't wait to be with you again next week. Until then, take good care and God bless. Bye-bye.